Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date is April the 17th, 2015. Guys, as we are continuing on our growth series for the month of April, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about a few things that we're going to do to assist small businesses and aspiring entrepreneurs who want to build a successful internet-based business, in which what we have here in reference to internet radio and what we're doing online with web design and marketing to help assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to help them to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And guys, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to take copious notes. So get a pen and paper at your hand and handy and make sure that you're doing everything possible to continue to build your network successfully by tuning in to shows or people who's giving good, solid information in reference to your growth. Guys, it don't take a whole lot today, and it's not going to take a whole lot of money today to do the things that you need to do to build a successful business. Everybody thinks that you need all this capital to start a business today. Yes, in franchising, you need millions of dollars. But building a business doesn't take that much money to start, and all it depends on the industry. If you do your research, your homework on the industry, the market, and the people, and what's in demand and relevant today, and following the trends. I keep saying this all the time, that if you follow the trends, you keep growing, you build, you successfully put together an opportunity for others to participate in what's relevant and what's new today. And so what we want to go over is a few things that I want to talk about in reference to building your network, and basically seven e-commerce trends that small businesses need to know for this year 2015. If you're planning on building a internet-based business or have a business where you are selling products online, like Alibaba and all the other gurus out here, they're creating more, generating more wealth now on the internet than ever before. And with this opportunity, this gives you an opportunity to look at a way to grow, to build, and to successfully connect with people such as what you need in the marketplace that's necessary. And everybody right now is looking for satisfying these three things is what people want, need, and can afford. Again, as I say before, I say again, if you satisfy these three things, you can be successful in the marketplace today. So get your pen out. If you're a small business owner, congratulations on everybody who started their business this year, 2015. You can check this out, that everything that now is all about building in momentum in your business as you continue to share the opportunity, the product or service that you're providing, and making sure that it's convenient for everybody to understand what it is you do, keeping it simple. But I'm going to give you the seven e-commerce trends that small business owners should be aware of this year. And number one is mobile, and more mobile. According to the Kastura High Growth E-Commerce Index, which we had on for Black Friday of last year. We were about to talk about Black Friday, Mobile Friday, and reference to 40% of online shoppers were being done on mobile devices. Now, this trend will continue throughout the year 2015 as more consumers are empowered to use their phones and tablets to shop anything and everything that's available today. Look at the big retailers today. Best Buy, you got Macy's, Walmart, Target, all of these big companies now have mobile apps where people are basically going online and utilizing their phone and tablet to order and make purchases today. If your business and your website doesn't have that application, then my suggestion to everybody is to get started on it. This is a trend right now. Anything that's trending, you want to stay on top of, and you want to make sure you do. Free and fast shipping. Everybody talks about time is of essence. When it comes to products and services that you're providing in your business, you need to make sure that you can meet the demands and be on time when people are placing orders on your website. I share this with a lot of business owners. If you're messing up on time and you're not meeting the demands of the time and you're being late on your shipping, then you need to calculate how long is it going to get to you and from the manufacturer, wherever you're getting your products or supplier, whoever your supplier is, how long does it take to get it to you, and then how long will it take for you to get it to the end consumer, the user, the buyer that bought from your site. So if until you guys have that time down, you got to hire somebody and you got to have somebody in place that does just the shipping part for you on your behalf. And you got to pick specific dates in the week when to have all this completed and done. And when I used to work in retail, we used to have out the door in 24. So within 24 hours, we would make sure that we ship out the products on the request within that time frame. And why? Because we know that it's important for the consumers to say within the 3 to 5 business days or 7 to 14 business days, you want to go no further than that unless you're going internationally. Internationally, it's going to take longer, but when you're in the United States, you want to make sure that your shipping is within that ramification of what I just stated, 3 to 5 days or 7 to 14. You want to stay within those parameters. Now, and if there's going to be anything specified, you need to make sure you have that in on your website somewhere as far as the shipping and how long it's going to take for them to get it. And you have to be honest and truthful about that so they know exactly what to expect from you. Business without borders is another trend right now. Businesses, including small businesses, are waking to the fact that they need to look beyond their borders. In 2015, will be the year of exponential growth in a global e-commerce. And as I shared before, and I look at all of the opportunities now, my business, Global Touch Enterprise, we are a web design and marketing company, which now we're in Africa, the UK, and Canada. We are helping and assisting businesses across the globe to build and grow their networks internationally. Well, in the United States, small businesses or business owners who have an e-commerce website can now be able to ship local, nationally, and internationally. You want to make sure you have those components in place when setting up a business of this level. And guys, when you have this opportunity, this gives you more people to come in and making sure you get good feedback and you get feedback from your buyers who are buying on your website to tell about the product, the service, and also the cost and what they got out of the deal. And you want to make sure you want to keep that trending. What's relevant? What's new? What's happening right now? And how is you going to make it promotional if you follow the 5 P's of marketing, as I shared with everybody a week ago? This is what's going to help you grow your network successfully. Again, it's people, price, product, place, promotion. When you stay focused on the 5 P's of marketing in your e-commerce business, this will help you grow a successful network. So you want to make sure that you have something for everybody, whatever your target market is, whoever your target market is, whatever your age group is, and whatever level of quality material that you're providing on product side, you want to make sure you price that right and you get it out there as soon as possible, and you put a marketing campaign and promotion behind that. Guys, if you're not putting together a marketing campaign on a regular weekly basis, you're going to miss out on opportunities for growth. That's another concept. Content marketing is essential. Number 4, content marketing is one of the main ways that companies establish authority and gain trust with their online shoppers. It is because a popular e-commerce marketing strategy will take precedence and help everybody to continue to grow. And recent study shows that 82% of marketers plan to increase their budget for content marketing in 2015. Small businesses that don't have a big budget can provide unique, useful, and entertaining information to inspire purchases and build greater rapport with their customers. So you want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that your SEO, that search engine optimization, search engine submissions, your online directories, has the content that you need to promote a particular product or service that your business is providing on the internet. If you have that listed, you're in good standing. If you do not have that listed, guys, you're going to miss out. Number five, growth of guided discovery. With today's shopping going online and crunching for time, they need fewer choices, but the right choices to make when it comes to online purchases. To make shoppers' lives easier in 2015, more and more online businesses will start engineering the right mix of guided discovery to provide targeted and welcome suggestions to help consumers make purchases. Small businesses can embrace this trend by looking at the user data they already have available and provide relevant information in reference to their purchasing. Purchasing power is given when you have something to share what people want, need, and can afford. And if you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace and on your online business as an e-commerce business owner, you will want to make sure you can complete these tasks. And when you're doing promotions, you want to promote what is the hottest thing on the market. What is your biggest seller? What is your top brand that you have that's moving? You want to promote that first, and then the least things that's not selling, you want to make sure you have those on a promotional item to let people know exactly if they like this or not. Get the feedback from the consumers, the end users, or those who are purchasing and buying, so you can make sure you know what's relevant and what's not. In order for you to measure that, you have to make sure you have something given that can give them feedback in reference to what they like. If you have a blog, or if you're making suggestions or posting it on Facebook, on social media, then you want to make sure you let them know exactly what do you think. The feedback direct from consumers will give you more empower, and it keeps them engaged into your business, into your company, and what it is you have to offer. So, again, you want to use your consumers as your runners to help spread the word. That's why we talk about the advertising side of it, that word-of-mouth advertising is still huge and big today. So if you have something great and you can put a buzz behind it, this will give you opportunities to grow exponential without you having to spend one red cent. And that's the cool part about having an e-commerce business, is the utilizing the word-of-mouth advertising, letting your friends, family, and associates to go on there and purchase directly from your site. And once they get the product, you want them to give you feedback as to the what they think of the product that they bought. The sooner you can get that, ladies and gentlemen, the better you come out. And here we go. Number six, consumer-driven demand and personalization. Consumers want unique, original products, and businesses need to be able to deliver that in increasingly creative and profitable ways. This year, 2015, ladies and gentlemen, we will see more business-empowered customers with the ability to personalize, modify, or design the product that they want to purchase. More businesses will start to implement 3D printing technology to enable and speed up this customization. They'll also allow consumers to specify ahead of time what they want to buy and when they want it, often before the products are even grown or manufactured. A few successful pre-sale campaigns, ladies and gentlemen, between China and the United States, agriculturally, seafood industries this year have allowed consumers to pre-order a lot of different goods and services. So pre-orders, again, is one of the key factors to test your brand in the marketplace. when you get pre-orders, that gives people in opportunities, if they like the product, if you have it in a more clear and concise way, and the images are tight, or people can actually visualize what it is you're representing or selling to them, then it will give you the empowerment to go ahead and get the pre-order done. And when you start off with that, you want to make sure you have some kind of sample or example of that product. Make it entertaining. Make it more visual. HD technology has been out since the 80s. So, guys, if you don't have a crisp, clear image of any of the products that you're selling on your website in your e-commerce store, then it's going to be difficult for you to get real good sales out of people if they can't visualize what that looks like on them. If you're in the retail industry, if you're in the beverage industry, or no matter what industry you're in, if you are in the accessories business for men's accessories, women's accessories, you want to make sure you have crisp, clear, concise images for them to see. And the sooner you have that done, the better you are, ladies and gentlemen. And last but not least, number 7, it's still about the brand. And I love this part because, guys, we talk about branding your business as an e-commerce business. What is your logo looking like? What is the name of your company? What does that name represent? Is it meant quality? Does it mean satisfaction? Does it mean consumer, giving the consumers exactly what they want or what they're looking for? You be the judge. You be the determining factor of that. In the midst of the mega e-commerce coming this year in 2015 and what we have in last year, 2014, businesses will go back to the basics, building a stronger brand. No e-commerce trend will survive without a solid brand as its foundation. And as its foundation, you want to make sure you brand your name in your business. Businesses build a stronger brand by delivering great products, articulate their mission, align themselves with influencers who can talk about their brands for them. The key is no matter what they do and what you do, do not forget about the brand no matter what the bells and whistles you use to market it. The unifying factor for this year 2015, ladies and gentlemen, is the 7 e-commerce trends that is to benefit both consumer and businesses alike. Better e-commerce means a memorable shopping experience for consumers with more options, better services, and lower prices. And it's a win for businesses, too, because it means happier customers, smoother online functions, and more growth opportunities. So this is a win-win scenario. What e-commerce trends will you take into consideration for doing business this year, 2015? Leave them as a comment to share with the rest of us. Let your people know on your website what is the feedback that you want to receive for this and how big can this be that you want to grow it this year, 2015, and the rest of this year. So now that we're in the month of April, as we continue to close that out this month, we want to make sure that we're growing to a maximum level. And this is why I share these opportunities here on GPE Professional Network Radio, to give you guys the goods as to what's relevant, what's meaningful, and how to build a successful network. Again, you're building a network, not just a business, but a network. And the more you stay focused on this, the stronger you get, the better you are, and the more concise and prompt you are in putting out products and services. And you want to make sure that your business is on a level to stand through the test of time when it comes to building a successful brand. And branding still works. It's the key. It is the holy grail to a business growing a multi-million-dollar enterprise. And if you want to grow a multi-million-dollar enterprise, as the web internet says, your website has to be looking exactly like the online store that it should be if you're an e-commerce business. And the reason why I'm bringing up e-commerce today on this show is because I want everybody to understand how impactful and powerful it is today. All the small business owners that have local brick-and-mortar locations are now doing it online, where they order the products online, they can either pick it up at the store, or you can have it shipped directly to them.
Hey, how you doing?
And that's the key to success that you want to have. You want to give your customers options, make it convenient for them, which makes it convenient for you to receive the revenue that you're looking for. So that's the goal, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. And as we continue to share this here on GTE Professional Network Radio, I want you to go to our website. If you have any further comments or questions in reference to the discussion that we had today, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And I want to welcome everybody for tuning into the show on a regular weekly basis, and that we will continue to share with you opportunities to help you build a successful network. And we want to thank everybody who came out to this previous casting, final casting call for SES Films for the movie Joy Comes in the Morning here in Houston, Texas. As the marketing director, I am really excited about this project and what we're doing in the marketplace to bring awareness up on reference to breast cancer. And as well as the author of the book, Ms. Rebecca M. Shepherd, who is also the author of the book that the film is based on, and Jesse M. Lockett, two-time breast cancer survivor, in reference to what she's put together in bringing the awareness and helping others to get the information that they need to resolve their challenges. And, guys, if you want to get her book, it's only $12.95 on her website. You can go to her website and order the book today. The website is www.RebeccaMShepherd, that's SHEPARD.com. Check it out. Let me know what you guys think of the website that I put together for her and what you think of this opportunity. And, guys, this is going to be a great thing for you to stay in constant contact with people in reference to growth. Those that are growing, you want to stick close to. Those that are not growing, you want to stay away from. Guys, birds of a feather do flock together. So who do you want to be with, and who do you want to be like when it comes to your business, when it comes to growing your market, and when it comes to building up the masses that we have today? That's the level that we're talking about. And so if you look on that, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. This is Freedom Friday. I'm really excited. And, guys, check us out. Again, if you have any questions or comments that you want to make in reference to this show, the advertising, again, guys, is only $25 a month to advertise your business on our show. We can definitely do that. And we can also give you the floor to talk about your particular product or service that you have in reference to your business. I want to help everybody get the information, that get the voice of their ideas out in the marketplace so others can know that it's possible for you to grow a business today. It is also possible for you to learn as you earn. So you want to stay focused on these templates that we want to share with you, these little nuggets or nuts and bolts, so that way you can build a successful business. That's what you want to continue to stay focused on. That's what you want to do, and we're here to help you every step of the way. If you need a review of your website, check us out. Fill out the information on our website at globaltouchenterprise.net, and we will definitely assist you in helping you with an e-commerce site or any other type of site that you have that you might want to look at. So we want to thank you all for tuning in on this edition, and again, give us information in reference to how you need to grow in understanding which way you need to go in reference to the trends in the marketplace today. It's real simple. It's not hard today, but you want to make sure you do what you can. All right, so until then, we want to thank you all for tuning into this edition. I'm going to be signing off. It's been a fun, pleasing pleasure. Well, I'm a Fidget. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And we want to see you guys again. Keep building the faith and keep building the dreams.